At the 2012 Commodity Classic, I'm visiting with Abe Hughes, who is Vice President of New Holland North America. Abe, it is great to see you here in Nashville. We've got a record crowd. Every time I hear a number, it's gone up. Last I heard, we were at about 5,800, by far the biggest crowd we've got here. So we're talking big in attendance. You come to your exhibit here, which we're standing by. You've got some big equipment here, and I think you've got some big news about New Holland announcing a national campaign, I understand.
Yes, Chuck, it's always good to see you again. And let me just tell you, before we get into our big equipment and some of these monsters you see here in our stand, I want you to know about our big news. Basically, it's March 1st, and today begins our marketing development fund campaign, which is basically a national advertising campaign that we're beginning in collaboration with our dealers throughout North America. And what is it? It's a campaign to show blue is back. You know, we've been at our rejuvenation for about 20 months now, and all of that is taking hold beautifully. And now it's time for us to really be bold about it, to really get blue out there front and center, and to really get our brand and our presence and our visibility out there in America, that's Canada as well as the United States, where it really needs to be.
Talking about the equipment you have here, we just came off of a very successful National Farm Machinery Show, the World Ag Expo, where New Holland really announced quite a few new products. Tell us a little bit about what is new from New Holland this year on the equipment side.
Sure. Well, standing right behind you, you know, we've got this wonderful articulated T9 four-wheel drive tractor in various horsepowers. It's our upper-end tractor here for row crop farming. And as you see, what's really different this year is that we've got this incredible set of tracks right on this machine. It's a product that we haven't had, we haven't been able to get, and so we went out and we developed a track system here that's a premium track system in partnership with another company that's really the absolute leader in this business. These are tracks that'll get over anything, almost military style. It's quite impressive, this tractor. You'll see that these tracks as well, the way they're engineered and built, they're just they're a machine. These don't break down, they don't get muddy, they don't have warranty issues, as you'll see in a lot of other track systems that are out there by really everybody else that offers tracks. These are aftermarket, they're tracks that you can take out fairly easily in a 3-hour removal, and you can put them right on your combine if you want. So in those conditions where it's really difficult for the farmer to get in, where it's wet, this is the perfect system for you. A premium track, and then we have our standard track as well. But there's nobody going to beat our track system now.
Well, you mentioned dealers. We're talking about a record attendance here. Everybody commenting about how commodity prices are staying strong, and this is good news for agriculture. I got to believe that's good news for New Holland, too. Just your outlook a little bit on going into, we're about to kick off a new planting season here, and this is probably a great time, I would think, for growers to consider something that maybe they've been needing and putting off a buying decision.
Yes, that's an excellent point. You know, this year, we're very positive. There's going to be more acreage planted this year than at any time in recent memory. Why? Because commodity prices are high. Why? Because farmers do have cash. They do have money. And why is it we don't see that this is going to change? I got to tell you, I think ethanol has been a real factor here. We're real believers in ethanol at New Holland. I don't know if you know this, Chuck, but we're biomass leaders. And so we are doing a lot more. You're going to see us participate a lot more in the whole ethanol production cycle. We're positive. The thing, you know, that really brings us to biomass is our leadership in hay and forage, as you know. So in that market, you know, we've got some of the best equipment for, you know, taking the stover and baling the stover, working with the stover, which is really the biomass process to bring ethanol. But we're also in, you know, combines. One of every 5 combines in the world is a New Holland combine. So we're also gathering corn in the kernels and you know, making ethanol that way, or certainly harvesting grains and what have you. It's a great time for farming. We're going to probably see an early hay season this year. I think it's if in Missouri, where you live, is like Pennsylvania and everywhere else, it's been warm this year. And we have green grass already, and the grass is growing. So we're going to see hay come in early this year, and New Holland's going to be all over that, demonstrating our massive leadership in hay as well.
Well, let's leave this just with a final message from New Holland, North America, for our corn, soybean, sorghum, and wheat producers who are attending this commodity classic.
Well, all I got to say is that it's, you know, we're going to be here right by your side. We're in, you know, our dealerships. Our dealers are phenomenal. They're in most markets. We have one of the most extensive dealer networks in the country, not only U.S. and Canada. But our dealerships are a little different, and that's the pride of New Holland. Our dealerships are part of the community. Our dealerships are increasingly building up their service capability. They're increasingly there to help the local farmer and producer be all that they can be. We're not interested in building up these mega dealerships that are so corporate, hiring salesmen from all over the country to come in and try and sell you equipment. We're really working with our dealership base, our conservative dealership base, to really get the big blue New Holland name out there and build upon that hay legacy you probably already have, to try to convince you to buy one of our T9 tractors with Trax, buy one of our combines, and really, really meet your needs. There's a reason why we have a, you know, award-winning and world record-breaking combine, and there's a reason why we're such a phenomenal company today all over the world. And we just want to be, you know, right there for you here in the U.S. and Canada as well. So come on, give us a try. Go to your local dealer and check out all the new things that New Holland has. It's a new New Holland, and blue is back.
All right. Well, I want to thank New Holland once again for sponsoring our coverage of this event here on Ag Wired. It's actually the seventh year that New Holland has done that, using this this new media mechanism we've come up with, which has taken us in so many directions of late. So once again, thank New Holland. Thank you, Abe Hughes, who is Vice President of New Holland North America. And from here at the 2012 Commodity Classic, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.